talk to you
yeah,
about
that was
good. I want to talk to you about archiving, so bringing that whole, you know, the ancient stuff into the new world.
It's not ancient. But that's the thing.
She's talking about you.
Well, it is one, I wouldn't say it's a misconception, but the idea of an archive is a collection of stuff. Things are collected all the time. So if you have an arts organisation, you know, here in Dublin, doing plays and filming them, then they're creating an archive. The stuff they did yesterday, if they filmed it and put it on a shelf, it's in an archive. And what you need to do is find a way to make that available to other people. So you need, at the minimum, to digitise it, because the world is a world of bits these days. If it's not digitised, it might as well not exist. You need to catalogue it appropriately. So you need to make sure that you know what it is, you need to describe it in detail, and you need to describe it in a structured way. So you need to have the metadata associated with it. And then you need to find a platform on which to make it available. And you need to sort out rights and permissions and all that sort of stuff. So there are all these steps, but they're well understood steps, well understood processes. Professional librarians and archivists and people working in all the broadcasters and cultural institutions do this a lot, and they do it very well. It just needs to be done for everything. Because I think that we've reached the point where we have the storage capacity to digitise it all and to store it easily. You know, in my house at the moment, I have 12 terabytes of storage. That's just at home. We can do the digitisation. We have the capacity and we have the technical understanding about the archiving process and metadata to build federated catalogues, which allow easy search. We may be beginning to have the political will to sort out rights and copyright. The last 6 months in Britain, there's been this work going on with Professor Ian Hargreaves. I know there's just been announced an investigation into intellectual property here in Ireland. So, you know, things are moving on a European level as well, at the European Commission. So we have all of this. We could do it. And I think we need to do it soon, because my generation, you know, I'm 50, I've watched all this technology develop to the point where we could digitise everything. I fear that my kids, 2018, won't see the point of digitising it all. That unless we do it in the next 10 years or so, the people who have the money and the power won't see the point of taking everything out of the libraries and the archives and all the old broadcasts and all the old films and making them digitally available, because they'll have new stuff and they won't care about it. So we're at the point where we know how to do it. We could afford to do it, it's not that expensive, 2 or 3 banks. It's cheap. And if we don't do it, it might never happen. So I think it's a real imperative to make stuff available. Even if you just get it digitised without figuring out what you're going to do with it. Because people will come up with fantastic ways of using it that we cannot yet imagine. Just as 10 years ago, it would have been impossible to predict Twitter or the impact of Facebook and stuff like that. You have to see these things, drop them into society, and watch what happens. So it is with digitised archival content. But it's not just stuff from 100, 200 years ago. It's stuff from last week as well.
Yeah.